Video: Driver killed when 18-wheeler careens off overpass, bursts into flames. By Amy Furr on September 22, 2022. A truck driver was killed when an 18-wheeler fell from a US 75 overpass in Allen, Texas, and burst into flames as other drivers watched in horror. According to law enforcement, the incident occurred near the intersection of 75 and Stacy Road on Tuesday when the semi-truck driving northbound hit another vehicle, which pushed it off the overpass, The reported. Video footage shows cars stopped at the intersection when in the left upper-hand corner, the semi-truck appeared and rolled off the overpass. The truck flipped and was consumed in the blaze as it landed on the pavement below. A driver in a white vehicle hit the brakes moments after it landed right in front of them. The semi-truck's driver, later identified as 71-year-old Gustavo Gomez, died in the crash. Letters and packages were scattered all over the road with some marked USPS. However, USPS later said Gomez was not one of its employees. The service told FA, the accident that occurred involved a contractor who transports mail for the Postal Service. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family at this time. Aerial video footage showed the crash site after first responders arrived at the scene to block traffic. The driver inside the other vehicle involved was not hurt, according to the Allen Police Department. Our thoughts and deepest condolences are with the victim's family and friends as they deal with their loss, the department said. Following the incident, the family of the truck driver hoped anyone with video of what happened in the moments before the crash would contact authorities. According to Gomez's wife, Helen Torres, he was delivering mail to Missouri as an employee for Bancroft & Sons Transportation after having worked for the company almost 21 years. He was a very hard worker, she explained to VA, adding he always took care of his family. Torres also said she did not believe the blame should be placed on him because he was always careful on the job. She also noted Bancroft & Sons Transportation offered to pay for the funeral.